I still was practicing. And you try to practice, You came to practice meditation. Meditation is training the mind, not training the body. Different. A body is a body, it's our vehicle. It's our car. We need to train the driver, the citta. There are two types of meditation, Samatha and Vipassana. Samatha is making the mind calm. And that's what we are trying to do. When have you ever stopped thinking? Well, since you were born, you start thinking. Thinking, dreaming, assuming, memorizing. In the night, when you sleep, you dream. In the morning, when you wake up, you think. When did you ever put your mind to rest? Never. You must be completely exhausted. If you work for 3 days without giving the body a rest, it is absolutely exhausted. But the mind, you think you can think. And the more you think, the more you think. It's proliferating. So, we train ourselves, to make the mind calm, to stick with one object. The object be the breath around the tip of the nose or, the mental repetition of the word Buddha. And whenever the mind goes out, we bring it back. That's where we put the effort into. Just bring it back. Once it stays, at the object, then we observe. In Pali, it's called Anapanasati. Ana means breathing in, pana means breathing out, and sati means awareness, not mindfulness. People who are educated in the West always think sati is mindfulness. Tanaja Mahabodh, my venerable teacher, explained it very clearly. He said, if you have sati, there are no kilesas. That means the mind is completely unoccupied of anything. And he said something else. If you have sati, you don't make mistakes. If you're mindful, you make a lot of mistakes. Think about it, walking mindfully down the road, not trying to tread on any ants, and then you cross the road, you don't see the red and a car hits you and you die. But you mindfully die, So there's a difference between sati and mindfulness, So get it, Sati is awareness, It's actually mind emptiness, when the mind is completely of any occupation, And that occupation includes thinking and memorizing. And that is what we train. Anapanasati. And the Lord Buddha laid it out perfectly. We just got the wrong translation, and that is misleading, I'm very mindfully walking, And you're still thinking that you're mindfully walking, but you're not mindfully walking, Or you don't have any sati, That's a different. So whenever, the instruction is very simple for samatha meditation. Whenever the mind goes out, we bring it back, Just bring it back to the object, or be it the Buddha, or be it the breath, Know that the breath is short, know that the breath is long, know that the breath is rough or detailed or whatever, No, the breath is beginning, the breath is at the middle, the breath is at its end, Know this, Knowing nature, That is sati. That's all for the instruction. you sit comfortable, You don't move, I'm constantly moving around, scratching here, scratching there, moving the legs, We don't need to control the body, we need to control the mind. Understood that? Sit comfortable and that's it, And then you concentrate on the mind, Close your eyes, you know, have the right hand in the left hand, you know, and that's how you meditate. Sit cross-legged, you know, half lotus, full lotus, you know, whatever is comfortable for you, yeah? So what else do you want to know? You know, I mean, once mind gets calm, yeah, I mean, it will be peaceful or will be happy, yeah? I mean, if there's no thought, if there are no memories in your mind, you know, what happened? Have you ever experienced that? There's no future. There's no past. There are no worries. There's no fear. You're free. For that moment, you're free of the kilesa. Yeah? They constantly bother you. Yeah? But you don't notice it. Yeah? Because they tell you to do this, to do that, you know, and you think it is me. It's mine. It's myself. Yeah. I have to do this, don't I? Who tells you that? The kilesa. Huh? Who else? Huh? The Dhamma just knows. Huh? Doesn't tell us around, yeah? Doesn't move us around, yeah? It's only the kilesas that constantly want this, want that, don't like this, don't like that. Yeah, that's the kilesa. If you don't know what the kilesa mean, defilements, you know, but defilements, I have no defilement. You have 24 hours defilement. They constantly are there, yeah? They're constantly bothering you. I mean, if your husband or your partner, you know, constantly bosses you around, you know, I mean, you wouldn't stay with him very long, huh? Yeah? Do this, do that. No, I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about that. Yeah, but the kilesas constantly tell us. We never chuck them out. Yeah. But your partner, you know, I mean, you would, you know, 5 days, you know, I said, no, it's enough. You know, go. Yeah. Huh? If he bosses you around like your kilesas do. Yeah. But you don't notice it because you think it's me, it's mine, it's myself. It's me. What is you? When you look at, you know, from your birth, you know, down to your down to your age now, you know, I mean, what is you? What has not changed? Your character has changed. Your physical form has changed. Yeah, your ideas have changed. Everything has changed. Where's this constant that you call I, me, mine? Is it the same as you say, you know, I mean, this cloud is me? Yeah. It moves from here to there. Sometimes it's white, sometimes it's black, yeah? Where's the difference? Yeah? Your character, your physical appearance, you know, everything changes constantly. It's called anicca, Your moods constantly swing, Your feelings, yeah? Sometimes you're happy, then most of the time when you look at your faces, you're unhappy, Yeah? So? These things are constantly changing. So what is me, mine, and myself? You know, and who tells you it's my feeling? Yeah? Who tells you it's my thought? Who tells you it's, yeah? There's an awareness who knows that there's a thought. There's an awareness or sati who knows that there's a feeling. Yeah? There's awareness that we know, you know, it's a body. Yeah? No. But you believe it, yeah? Just like you believe your government or your doctor, yeah? He tells you this, yes. Huh? No? Huh? The government tells you to wear a mask, you wear a mask. The doctor tells you to take this injection, you take this injection, yes. Huh? Never question, But we are questioning things, yeah? Who the hell is telling me what to do? Who the hell is telling me what to think? Who the hell tells me, you know, that this is my feeling or things like that? Who is this? It's called avicca. Avicca, you know, vicca is knowing, avicca is not knowing. Not knowing, wanting to know, not being able to know. Not wanting to understand, not being able to understand. That is the mastermind that rules us. Yeah? And he has his soldiers, who keep us in check, called kilesas. They constantly bother us, yeah? I want this, I want that, I don't like this, I don't like that, I need to do this, I need to do that. Yeah, that's the kilesas you constantly tell us, yeah? But you don't realize it because you think it's me, it's mine, myself, yeah? Never thought about it, And from when you're born, you grow older, you grow sick, and then you die, and then you're born again, and you die again, and then you're born again, and you die again, and there's no end to it. Unless the Lord Buddha comes out and tells us there's an end to it, there's a way out. And that is what this is his teaching, yeah? And one part of his teaching is the training of samatha, yeah? The training of calming the mind. And that's what we are learning to do now, yeah? Learning, whenever the mind goes out, we bring it back until it gets quiet, yeah? And you will not regret it, once the mind enters a state of peacefulness, yeah? And it doesn't cost you $1. Huh? All the things that we are looking for, happiness, cost us a lot of money, yeah? And we work very hard for this money. But the happiness that arises in our heart, we just need to look at it, yeah? We just need to open the heart and see it, yeah? And that's what we learn, yeah? Huh? And we learn, how to look at the heart, yeah? Do I have a heart? I didn't know that I have a heart, yeah? Not this heart, yeah? I mean, we constantly talk about a heart, but we don't even know. Yeah? The heart is, what we call emotions, what we think about it, yeah? I feel like this, I feel like that, that's my emotion. No, I'm talking about the citta, the heart, yeah? That, the prime mover, that is the heart, yeah? If the heart is still, the body doesn't move. It's just like, in a car. If the driver in the car sleeps, the car doesn't move, huh? No? It doesn't go on itself. Just like this body, it doesn't go on itself. It needs a mover, yeah? And that is the citta, yeah? It's not the physical heart. I look at it, you don't know anything about this body, yeah? But you will realize very soon, after 10 minutes of meditation, that you have a body, huh? Because, it hurts here, it hurts there, it does there, it's so comfortable, huh? Yeah. Yeah? Yeah? Welcome to the world of the body, yeah? Yeah? We use the body all our life. We constantly use it, huh? But we never realize we have a body. Only when we become sick, then we realize we have a body. When we become really sick, then we think we die, yeah? And five days later, when we are healthy again, we don't even think about dying, huh? Strange, isn't it? Huh? Huh? When the body really gets sick, I'm going to die. Yeah? 5 days later, I don't care. I'm still alive. Huh? Now, welcome to the world of the body. When you sit, there will be lots of pain and itchy feelings, and so on. But we don't concentrate that. Yeah? We don't concentrate on that. We concentrate on the mind, bringing it back, yeah? Making it calm. Yeah, that's what we do. So there are two types, we can practice two types or three types of meditation. Yeah? One is sitting meditation, cross-legged, close your eyes. One is standing meditation, you also close your eyes, yeah? Have the hands in the same position. And one is walking meditation, yeah? Ryan, and stand up, and show them how to do walking meditation. I hope you still remember it, yeah? No, here, like this, huh? And the right hand in the left hand, yeah? Huh? And then you look 1 meter, 1 meter in front of you, and then you walk normally, yeah? But before you walk, you look at the end point and said, this one path, I will be with the Buddha or I will be with the breath. Yeah? Okay, walk. That's too slow. Your mind is much quicker. So you turn around and then say, just look, you couldn't even this one pass, you couldn't be with the Buddha, huh? The mind already went off, yeah? So Now you do the same thing, you look back at the starting point and said, this one path I want to be with the Buddha or with the breath. Yeah? Okay, go. What? Okay, now you can sit down. So, I mean, you see how to do walking meditation? Yeah? I mean, the faster you walk, the easier it is to concentrate. Because the citta also has to take care of the walking, yeah? If it takes care of the walking, it doesn't bother you, yeah? And the rest of the citta that goes out in thoughts, you know, you can concentrate much, much easily than when you sit, you know, when you sit in meditation, you know, where you have to concentrate all of the citta onto one point. Understood? No. Anyway. Well, we start with practicing, yeah? Okay, if you have any questions about the practice, you know, go and bring it up, yeah? If not, then you start practicing, you know, and what we can do, you know, at 2 o'clock or 2:30, you know, I mean, yeah, I come in for a short time and then you can ask questions, you know, you have your encounter in your practice, yeah? Okay? Okay, let's start. Fighting. No. Huh? Yeah, I mean, it's fight. It's really a fight, you know. I mean, I know from my own experience, yeah. The first time I was sitting in meditation, you know, I was sitting in a meditation course, you know, first time, yeah. After 5 minutes, my head was on the floor. I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. And then I looked around at the wall, sitting like that. How can I sit like this? You know, I have to do that, the same thing, yeah. But after a week I could, yeah, sir. Yeah. You have 5 days, you know, I learn it, yeah. It's worthwhile. Okay?